Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The European Union is facing widespread criticism for its decision to temporarily impose controls on the export of vaccines produced in the bloc. Terry Schultz reports.
After both Pfizer-BioNTech and AstraZeneca told Brussels they would not be able to fulfill vaccine orders within the time period originally envisioned, the EU decided to make sure doses it pre-purchased were not being sent elsewhere instead. Producers of vaccines approved by the EU must receive authorization for any exports. European Commission Vice President Valdis Dombrovskis.
The challenges we now face left us with no other choice but to act.
EU officials say humanitarian deliveries are exempt from the rules scheduled to be in effect until the end of March. But the International Chamber of Commerce warns supply chains outside Europe will likely be affected, and the World Health Organization criticized the move as not helpful for fighting the pandemic worldwide. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Health officials in Cuba have announced stricter measures to contain the spread of coronavirus. Under the new restrictions, tourists and Cubans who live abroad will have to isolate in hotels upon arriving in the island at their own expense, until a test on the fifth day is conducted and a negative result produced. The BBC's Will Grant has more.
These steps had been in place in the spring and appeared to help limit the spread of the virus. By the standards of many other countries, the infection figures in Cuba are low, with a little over 900 people diagnosed with the virus in the past 24 hours. However, for Cuba, the situation is bad and getting worse. Having almost totally controlled the spread of the virus at one point last year, the government is concerned how things have slid back to this point. It's also well aware that its chronically underfunded healthcare system will struggle to cope if numbers continue along their current trend.
The BBC's Will Grant reporting. Amid calls for her ouster, Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she will not back down from her controversial actions and comments. NPR's Matthew Schwartz has more.
As social media posts came to light this week showing Greene's support for baseless conspiracy theories or even violence against lawmakers across the aisle, many Democrats have called for her censure or even her removal. But expelling Greene from the House would require a two-thirds majority vote. That's unlikely, given the Democrats' slim majority and the fact that most Republican lawmakers have not publicly condemned her. Greene, who says she spoke with former President Trump Saturday morning, is defiant, tweeting, "I won't back down. I'll never apologize." A spokesperson for House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said Greene's past comments are deeply disturbing and that McCarthy plans to have a conversation with her in the coming days. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. The streets of Park City, Utah aren't as bustling with movie makers and enthusiasts as they usually are for the Sundance Film Festival. This year's version opened online and continues this weekend. NPR's Manjali Del Barco reports.
The virtual Sundance Film Festival's opening night featured a premiere of Summer of Soul. The documentary about the 1969 Harlem Cultural Festival was directed by Amir Questlove Thompson. The animated feature Flea was the first film acquired for distribution during the festival. Neon bought the rights for this story of an Afghan refugee.
Afghanistan. Ikabul.
There are films about choreographer Alvin Ailey and actress Rita Moreno and the Black Panthers, and films made during and about COVID-19. The Festival of Independent Film also features panels, parties, and virtual reality experiences. It runs through Wednesday. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
A major winter storm is headed for the East Coast this weekend. Bob Orovec is with the National Weather Service in College Park, Maryland. He says some places could get as much as 8 inches of snow.
We're anticipating anywhere from 6 to 8 inches in the Chicago area, and fairly similar totals after the whole event is done from Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York City, and Boston.
He estimates as many as 95 million people may be affected by the storm. Farmers in India started a hunger strike today. They've been protesting for 2 months against new agriculture laws. They say favor large agribusiness corporations at the expense of small farmers. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.